from Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, top diplomats from South Korea, the US, and Japan condemn North Korea's latest missile launches. Washington introduces further sanctions over Pyongyang's weapons program, and Son Heung-min makes it onto Alan Shearer's Team of the Season. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Jim Bully. The top diplomats of South Korea, the US, and Japan have strongly condemned North Korea's recent ballistic missile launches and urged the regime to return to the negotiation table. Foreign Minister Park Jin, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi made this call in a joint statement on Friday released by the U.S. State Department. The move is seen as unusual, as the statement is not the product of any kind of meeting. The three sides vowed to strengthen trilateral cooperation toward the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and full implementation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. They stressed their continued openness to meeting with North Korea without preconditions. The diplomats also expressed regret over the UN Security Council's failure to adopt a resolution in response to the North's blatant and repeated violations of UNSC resolutions, despite support from 13 council members. They reaffirmed their commitment to step up coordination with the international community to urge Pyongyang to cease its unlawful activities and engage in dialogue. The allies added that a path to sincere and sustained dialogue remains open and asked North Korea to return to negotiations. The United States has imposed further sanctions related to North Korea's ballistic missile launches. The Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control on Friday announced new sanctions on a North Korean national and three North Korean and Russian entities for supporting the regime's weapons of mass destruction and nuclear development programs. The individual belongs to an organization under the North's Second Academy of Natural Sciences and, according to the Treasury, has been involved in missile-related purchases while based in Minsk, Belarus. The three entities include the Air Koryo Trading Corporation and two Russian banks, the Far Eastern Bank and Bank Sputnik. Targets of the new sanctions are banned from traveling to the US, and their assets in America will be frozen. Other parties are also prohibited from conducting transactions with them. The department said in a press release that so far this year, North Korea launched 23 ballistic missiles, including six ICBMs, all in violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. Brian Nelson, Undersecretary of Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, said the sanctions target supporters of the North's WMD and ballistic missile programs, as well as foreign institutions that have knowingly provided significant financial services to the North Korean government. He said the U.S. remains committed to seeking dialogue and diplomacy with Pyongyang, but will continue to address threats posed by the regime. The U.S. Department of Defense said that response measures taken by the U.S. together with South Korea and Japan following North Korea's recent ballistic missile launches underscore a strong alliance. In a Friday briefing, Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby talked about how the U.S. conducted joint military exercises separately with both countries in response to the latest missile tests. He said the two exercises conducted with Seoul and Tokyo in response to the most recent launch were put together and executed very quickly, noting that doesn't happen by accident. Kirby said it happens because of the good alliance management and prior knowledge and familiarity with one another's military capabilities and the constant training and operating the U.S. does with both its allies. The spokesman said that each provocation by the North increases tensions on the Korean Peninsula, and the U.S. believes each one is a learning experience for the regime, and that's concerning. North Korea fired three ballistic missiles Wednesday morning, including a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile in its 17th show of force this year. Kirby declined to provide details of the latest launch, saying the U.S. is still analyzing and continuing to consult with allies and partners. North Korea reports that new fever cases have dropped below 100,000. According to state media on Saturday, citing data from the emergency quarantine headquarters, some 88,520 people showed symptoms of a fever over a 24-hour period from 6 p.m. Thursday to 6 p.m. Friday. The figure is down by more than 10,000 from the previous day, and it's the first time the daily tally has fallen below 100,000 since the regime started announcing fever cases on May 12th. Over 118,000 patients recovered in the past 24 hours, while new deaths were not disclosed. Over 3.3 million fever cases have been reported in the reclusive country since late April, of which 3.1 million have recovered, and around 203,000 people are still being treated, according to state media. What North Korea calls fever is widely suspected to be COVID-19. Meanwhile, in South Korea, daily COVID-19 cases have dipped below 15,000, with the number of critically ill patients also falling below 200 for the first time in 10 months. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Saturday that 14,398 infections were confirmed throughout Friday, down by more than 2,000 from the previous day. The country's accumulated caseload is more than 18 million. For a Friday tally, it's the lowest figure in 18 weeks. The number of critically ill patients fell by 11 from the previous day to 196, the fewest since July last year. A total of 36 deaths were reported Friday, 24 of whom were 80 and older. The death toll has climbed to 24,139, and the overall fatality rate stands at 0.13%.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Tottenham Hotspur forward Son Heung-min has been included on the English Premier League Team of the Season, selected by English football pundit and record goalscorer Alan Shearer. The Premier League Hall of Fame inductee has revealed who he considers to be the most influential players of the 2021-2022 campaign, with Manchester City and Liverpool stars dominating the lineup. Son, who had a stellar season, is also included as a striker in the 4-3-3 formation. Shearer said Son has been superb for Tottenham and praised his goals, assists and link-up play with Harry Kane, saying that Son had to be on his team. On Sunday, Son became the first Asian player ever to win the scoring title in the Premier League with a career-high 23 goals. He shared the Golden Boot with Mohamed Salah of Liverpool. The chairman of the Industrial Bank of Korea, a potential nominee to head the Office for Government Policy Coordination, has turned down the offer. Speaking to KBS on Saturday, Yoon Jong-won said he was burdened by the controversy that came forward in the vetting process and that it's best to end things at this stage. Yoon said he made the decision on his own without consulting Prime Minister Han Duck-soo. Han holds the right to make the appointment as the Policy Coordination Office assists the Prime Minister. In a media interview, Han said he respects Yoon's decision and will try to find a new nominee. The ruling People Power Party had opposed Yoon's nomination because he worked as Senior Presidential Secretary for Economy under the previous Moon Jae-in administration. South Korea and Japan are reportedly reviewing resuming flights between Seoul's Gimpo and Tokyo's Haneda airports from June 15th. Japan's Sankai Shimbun newspaper said Saturday the two governments have been in talks to reopen the air route by June 1st, but there has been a delay due to time needed to secure airport employees and quarantine staff. The Gimpo-Haneda route has been suspended for more than 2 years, but before the pandemic, over 2 million passengers used the route each year. Discussions on restarting flights began after President Yoon Suk-yeol mentioned the issue during talks with the visiting Japanese delegation on May 11th. Meanwhile, Japan is set to allow the entry of foreign tourists again from June 10th after a two-year suspension. Only group tours through travel agencies will be allowed for the time being. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Jim Bully. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.